Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday edition, already the 13th day of this month, 13th day of April, 2014. I can certainly say without a doubt that we have turned a major page in the revolution to restore our republic. We've turned a major corner. What happened in southern Nevada, right on the border with Arizona, is so unprecedented in modern times. Such pure, crystalline Americana. And so real. And of course, the enemy will say, oh, the BLM just backed down in one spot. Yes, but the fact is, if you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. In fact, maybe the start of the next segment, if we have time, we should play the ants intro. And maybe later the V for Vendetta one, because, I mean, that's what it's all about here. And you've got to weigh each situation. But this is so unspeakably amazing. I want to try to calmly, when we come back, get into all the angles of it. It's an issue of the mainstream media dying. It's an issue of the government not having credibility. It's an issue of the fact they tried to lie to the public and said he didn't have any property rights to it when they had the surface forage and water rights since 1877. The BLM tried to buy his land a decade ago because he did have rights. He just didn't physically own it. He had the grazing rights, and they played on public ignorance. Even Fox News put out reports. I couldn't believe it watching it yesterday and the day before, and even some mainline conservative talk show host acting like Bundy was cheating the taxpayer, not paying grazing rights. When his great, 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 was it said six generations ago, seven generations, he said? It was seven generations ago when that wasn't even a territory. And they went out there. That's when they got the rights. And the public is just so ignorant about law. And there's the law of the gun now with government. The government had a bunch of guns. And when I saw the paramilitary BLM they called out in the confrontation that happened yesterday, the historic standoff, they looked like serious paramilitaries, not like normal BLM. And they were all ready and they looked eager to start shooting people. Just a simple bloodlust. But I do know a lot of police and people here in Austin. I ran into two yesterday, strangely enough, that were following our Facebook, following others, watching the videos online, and were just so happy that the citizens didn't get shot up in a firefight or the BLM. But we're rooting for the people. Just the two cops I ran into yesterday. I talked to somebody else who ran into a cop and heard them listening to my show off duty as a security guard, listening to the show, and they said, oh, you listen to Alex Jones? Oh, yeah, I'm so glad this didn't end violently. This is such a big deal. I mean, I'll break it all down and tell the truth of what really happened when we come back, and then I'm going to get into all the other news, and there's a lot of it. The situation in Ukraine has now turned into a civil war, as the globalists planned, old-fashioned order out of chaos. The BATF publicly confirms the administration's ammunition import ban plan. We're going to get more into Senator Sessions, saying there's a deliberate plan to collapse U.S. law enforcement on the border. We're going to get into Obama now admitting that they're using the Heartbleed as an NSA tool. I told you that was the NSA doing that, and that's a no-brainer. We're going to explain why. It's now admitted 5 days after I told you that was the case. And then we're going to get into the IRS coming after you for your... Well, I'll tell you about it coming up.
USA! 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 stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is Sunday, the 13th day of April, 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Yesterday, on April 12th, 2014, on that Saturday, we saw one of the most historical events in not just U.S. history, but world history. And it will become a defining moment in the future of this republic and whether this country will right itself or whether we will go down the drain as so many other corrupt empires have. It's the top story, red linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Historic feds forced to surrender to American citizens. This story that I'm going to get into is so incredibly important. And the corporate Decepticon media, from CNN to Fox News, I've got to say, did their best to deceive their viewers. MSNBC, of course, was just calling people terrorists outright. So Fox was good compared to them. This is a story about media manipulation. It's a story about land rights. It's a story about courage. It is so Americana what happened. I was watching it live in live video feeds with David Knight and Josh Owens, our reporters in Southern Nevada, there at the Bundy 600,000-acre ranch. As I saw more than 200 military BLM, along with state police and others, pointing high-powered rifles at a crowd of close to 1,000 people, saying that if they cross the line onto Bundy's grazing land, which he owns the rights to, owns the surface rights, the water rights, the forage rights, cut and dry. The governor's on record. People are ignorant. The mainstream media plays all these games. Tries to say, well, he didn't pay his grazing fee that they announced 10 years ago when he wouldn't sell his property to him. We now learn to build a Chinese government-controlled solar farm that Harry Reid and his son make money off of. And by the way, that broke 2 years ago, but we broke it on Friday that he was connected into it. It was known that was going on, but the fact that now that this controversy had blown up with a standoff, no one had pointed this out. Well, we did. DrudgeReport.com picked it up, and it was rated by Alexa and four other rating services as the number one hands-down story on the internet, with tens of millions of people reading that one page alone on Infowars.com. Over 100,000 sites, because they have an aggregate system, copied our story and posted it on theirs. It's unknown how many people saw it. It's still linked up on DrudgeReport.com. Now, if you're a new listener and you say, what's going on? Let me explain what happened, because this is so incredible. I don't have words to even describe it. Then we'll get into the latest on the economy, Ukraine, huge IRS announcements, a 4.9 magnitude earthquake, rattle central Idaho, a lot of interesting things that are happening, big anti-Second Amendment news coming up. Can the government seize your tax refund to pay a relative's debt? The courts are saying yes. CBS News, from 1960, you're going to have to pay your daddy's debt, 54 years later. So that's all going to be coming up today, just the bizarre tyranny we're facing. First off, I just want to say this. Upwards of 90% of Nevada is now claimed to be federal. Another 5% state, so 5% is privately owned. The Bundys are on record, and it's filed with the state once it became a state, that in 1877, they founded the Bundy Ranch that seven generations had ranched and farmed on. And then 10 years ago, they forced all the other farmers and ranchers to sell, 52 families. Bundy would not sell. I think he has like 18 kids or something. I mean, just a true Americana. And as this built the last few weeks, Infowars.com was the first national, international outlet to cover it. Drudge, the largest news aggregator in the world, the powerhouse, because it can set the agenda of what people are looking at and reading, picked up our story. It became a national story. Fox News, CNN picked it up. All the big national talk show hosts picked it up. And there was a big debate. Some national talk show hosts understood it about grazing rights and common law and all the rest of it. Others didn't. It was very disappointing to see Fox News and other people that I'm not even going to name. People, folks heard it, saying the Bundys are stealing from taxpayers. You're supposed to pay grazing rights. No, you're not when you were on the land and built the water pipes and the cisterns and the windmills in the last 100-plus years, last 140-plus years. I mean, my family is in ranching. My family got their land in Mexican land grants in 1829. Other parts of our family land that we still hold on to, after Mexico was kicked out of Texas, we just moved in and said it was our farm. That's how that works. And guess what? It's ours today. So I know how this works. When you got a lot of land, you get land disputes and all the rest of it. So we've dealt with this my whole life, okay? My dad goes to court all the time, represents himself and wins, dealing with land issues. So I know this whole situation. And I went and looked it up. And the governor came out and said, no, he's got grazing and service rights and water rights. But the feds played on everyone's ignorance and said, man, you just got some crazy old guy in a cowboy hat out here, mad. Folks, they had cattle crossing signs on the major state and federal highways out there. They had cattle guards, fences he put up, pipes and windmills his great-great-great-granddaddies put up. Some of those cisterns were over 100 years old, rock cisterns with wells where you see windmills, they pump water up where the wildlife comes to drink. It's an oasis for the turtles, the deer, the antelope, the cougars. This is how humans make the desert better. And it turns out there's natural gas and oil there. We've confirmed that. And we got the federal documents on Friday where Harry Reid and the Chinese-backed company, it's a Chinese company, government-backed Chinese company, have a deal starting on 129-mile, that's CBS News, from southern Nevada on his property, where he has the service rights, all the way up the western part of the state. And they were going to put a solar farm directly on that and the adjacent ranches they've taken. And Harry Reid, just like Solyndra, all the rest of it, his family was right sitting in the middle of it. The head of the BLM, his former chief of staff. You want me to keep going here? And what really got folks mad was over the week, paramilitary BLM showed up, and if you were anywhere in the county on the side of the road, they would taser you and beat you and attack you, including women, and said no free speech and put a little orange free speech pig pen up and said that's where you can go. And the governor said, take that down, by the way. These are state highway right-of-ways. You can't do that. So the governor did get involved under some pressure. But it really got crazy, and everybody saw those Tiananmen Square-style images of the German shepherds attacking people and the tasers going into men and women and all the rest of it. Now, you can see those videos up on Infowars.com. Drudge picked all that up while Fox and CNN and MSNBC would not show any of it at first and would say this crazy old man's in there robbing people, basically, and stealing taxpayer money, not paying range fees, which they arbitrarily threw on there, and which they had their corrupt federal courts rule. Well, what do you do when the courts become corrupt? At a certain point, the juries, the grand juries, and the people have to nullify them, and that's what happened. So they were going to march onto the property yesterday morning, and the sheriff backed off, and the BLM backed off, and they said, okay. They said, we are going to pull out of here and not round up any more of your 800 head of cattle. But the 300 they had in pens, they weren't going to release. He gave them an ultimatum of 1 hour and said, we're coming through your line. And folks, the police on loudspeakers said, we're going to shoot you. And they still walked past them.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine it's 1775 and the king has grabbed 90% of a colony. Let's call it Nevada. That's what it is. This happened in 2014, and says farmers and ranchers that have used this for over 100 years, you can't anymore. Well, they dumped tea in Boston Harbor. They went around and tarred and feathered, quote, government officials. And the Redcoats marched out and fired the shot heard around the world at Lexington and Concord. And then the rest of the wars followed. And famously, there at Lexington, up on the hill, as the Redcoats marched up saying, turn in your guns, to the local militia that was the police of the day, basically, the security of the day, most of them war veterans, most of them former Redcoats themselves, they said, you know, famously, men don't fire first, but if they fire and want a war to start, let it begin here today. And that actually happened. At this event, when I sent David Knight and Josh Owens, two of our great reporters, they're both reporters, but Josh ran camera, out there, I mean, I knew it was important. I knew that they were fighting to bring attention to land rights. I had no idea that one of the most historical events in my lifetime would have happened, because it's not just about this ranch or these cattle. It's about the feds. And we have the loudspeaker audio and video. It's up on Infowars.com. You got to see this for yourself. From 300 yards away, bullhorning, we will shoot you, we will kill you if you cross that line. And the people marched slowly up, saying, you go ahead and do that, men, women, and children, and walked over the fences. And as they got up to the emplacements, just like at the end of V for Vendetta, when they're marching on the parliament, and the military has been ordered to shoot them, and they stand down, that literally happened. And then the BLM runs up and says, okay, stop here and we'll let the cattle out. Don't go all the way down to the pens and let them go. And you know, we won't shoot you. And Bundy was reasonable and said, all right, we'll wait for you to do that. And you got 30 minutes to clear out. This is all on video. And this is big paramilitary, former military guys, you can all tell, who've been in Fallujah, you name it. You just look at these guys. There's a bunch of military vets ready to attack a bunch of other military vets. I saw some of the militias there. Some are ragtag, you know, country folks. Others, from what I've seen, I've just learned to be able to identify, were probably, obviously, infiltrators. That's going to happen. But most of them, I could tell, were special forces operators. And a lot of them look like they were currently, they look like Navy SEALs, people that were protecting Bundy and stuff when Bundy was giving the speech yesterday. And I could look at their faces and the pride and everything else. They were ready to go to war, folks. It was not fake. I've never seen anything like it. It literally brought tears to my eyes. I was at home watching it on Infowars.com with the video feed. DrudgeReport.com had it up there at the top. We had 500,000 viewers when they cut the data feeds, and almost all the data feeds went down. There were a bunch of streams out there. Imagine 500,000 viewers on there at one time. And I was watching it myself and couldn't pull myself away from it. Couldn't pull myself away. David Knight was marching at the head with the people. And the first folks that showed up was just a few dozen, because they, you know, drove in cars, and then the cowboys were behind them. But it was over 1,000 people total. They blocked the highway. Bundy got up there and gave them orders. Said, all right, that's it. Blocked the highway. The sheriff's not going to act. This is criminal. We're marching in there. We're getting the cattle back. And they said, go ahead and shoot us. And you've got paramilitary, as they're marching up in high-def video at Infowars.com, from 300 yards away. Guys, punch up my computer. I'll show TV viewers that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Everybody can watch at Infowars.com/show. You've got to see this video. Yeah, punch up this computer over here if you can. It's an Infowars.com story. Feds back down in new Bundy standoff. Agree to release cattle. That's the story up on Infowars.com. On the front page. And you can see when they first started massing, the cowboys and all of the people. You go to featured news, and it's about six stories down in featured news. The headline is, Feds back down in new Bundy standoff, agree to release cattle. Now, this was so incredibly epic to see this unfold. They had armored vehicles. They had helicopters. They had over 200 Armed BLM. If you scroll down, you can see the armored vehicles. Now, we're going to come back from break and play the six-minute video that is the top story on Infowars.com. There are videos I shot from home yesterday on my iPhone covering all this that have 200,000 views apiece just from yesterday. They'll get over a million. You think I'd be happy about that? I'm not. That's just my commentary. David Knight's reporting and what Josh Owens put together last night in their hotel room after all this happened from high def is some of the most powerful video you will ever see in your life. And the mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, would not show this. Fox had a brave cameraman that marched up with David Knight and they threatened to kill him. And he kept marching with his TV camera up to them with us. Then the reporter 2 miles away up on a hill with the Fox TV truck, and David Knight's flying back in tonight. We're going to have this for you tomorrow. David Knight saw it on Fox that night, said, oh, the BLM just decided to go. They'd already got all the cows. They had a stand down. They marched over them while they said they were going to kill the men, women, and children. We're going to shoot you. We're going to kill you on loudspeakers. That audio's coming up and the video's on Infowars.com. And imagine by the time it hit Fox News, oh, the BLM just left. They're all happy. They didn't want people to get heat exhaustion out there. This is so incredible. The top story red-linked on Infowars.com is historic. Feds forced to surrender to American citizens. And you watch the six-minute video. It is mind-blowing video. And we've got to get it out to everyone we know. I'm going to retweet it at Real Alex Jones during the break that's coming up. And I'm going to come back for radio listeners and play the audio. And again, David Knight gets back tonight. And by tomorrow, he's going to be hosting the show. He's done such a great job, and he wants to do it. We're just going to give him and Josh Owens a victory lap. They're going to be hosting the show tomorrow. I'm going to be up here working, getting administrative stuff done. But, I mean, I'm just going to have him host the show. I mean, imagine my reporters marching up to, and a lot of other media that was there was scared and wouldn't do it. They stayed up on the hill and, you know, did their live streams and all the rest of it. Our guys marched right up to the police saying, the federal paramilitary, we're going to shoot you. We're going to kill you on loudspeakers. And they marched right up to him and then went over the fence. It was simply out of the movie V for Vendetta. With real cowboys, desert cowboys, toughest cowboys, hardest working cowboys. Put this way, it's the toughest life for a rancher is in the desert. And these guys were not playing games. And it was simply incredible. And the feds back down. A bunch of guys with their shaved heads and their paramilitary goatees and their Fallujah tattoos and the rest of it. And again, there were a lot of veterans on the side of the people, including folks that I know special forces when I see them. You know, the real deal, there were a lot of them, and a lot of them in plain clothes carrying guns, and they were ready. They said, you want Lexington? You want Concord? Let's do it. Get it on. Pull the trigger, feds. They told them, let's go. And marched right up with their guns down. You go ahead and shoot us first. Those are patriots, ranchers, women, children, U.S. military, active duty, you name it, marching up. When you want to shoot us, go ahead, tough guys. You go ahead and kill us, and it starts now. This is off the chart history. And by the grace of God and people's prayers, a lot of folks, I can see the comments on InfoWars with our live stream. It was just, I'm praying. And God helps those that helps themselves. People took action. This was incredible. This was so historic. And it shatters the mainstream media. It shatters the government. I'll explain why it's so big. But you know why it's big.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It was 3 years ago that I sent Paul Watson, who works for us from London, working on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he's now a guest on Michael Savage, Coast to Coast AM, BBC. He's been offered his own TV shows. I told him, go ahead and take them. I sent him to Switzerland, and we had 3.5 million viewers over 3 days on the Ustream he did covering Bilderberg. 3.5 million views on an iPhone 4. Not to mention the millions of listeners every day when he was on the radio. How is the dinosaur media going to tell you Bilderberg Group and global government doesn't exist and special interests don't exist when I can send somebody with a $250 phone and we can have Granted, the data package was like $10,000 from Switzerland, though, to do all that video streaming. But still, 3.5 million viewers for $10,000, count the airfare and hotel, maybe 15, 20 grand, I don't know. The point is that normally to have 3.5 million viewers, you would have to spend, on average, $300,000, $400,000. I've been in national TV production. I mean, I'm on 2 History Channel and Discovery Channel, 2 on History Channel, 2 on Discovery Channel right now. I haven't even watched myself on these shows. They just come do the interviews. People tell me they see them. Book of Secrets, there's a bunch of others. So I'm not here bragging, hey, I'm this big media guy. It's just that I'm explaining mainstream media does not matter to me. Because I can have a real unfiltered conversation with you. I can give you complex ideas and get your complex ideas back. That's what I'm looking for, is long dialogue, long discussions, complex discussions. That's what's going to save us, not little sound bites of, you know, Alex Jones talking about the Masons or the New World Order on mainstream television where it's compartmentalized. I still do it because it brings people to Infowars.com. It brings them to this radio show. And you're saying, why are you getting into media when we're talking about what happened out in Nevada? If you just joined us, 2 different standoffs with armed police under federal orders to shoot and kill people. And the last one ended at about 5 o'clock yesterday with me chewing my fingernails here in Austin, watching David Knight, our reporter, and the cameraman Josh Owens with a Fox News cameraman march at the head of hundreds of cowboys on horses and over 1,000 people total, men, women, and children, with militia, normal citizens, military, vets, and clearly active duty people. And David talked to some of them. They were what I thought. I said, those people up there standing around Bundy and some of those guys, I mean, those are like real operators. I mean, you could just see them. And I said, wow. And I could see their faces and their body language. It was not infiltrators. It was real. I mean, we had real people there ready to, if the Fed shot people, they were going to have a war right there. They weren't looking for a war. Everybody had their guns down going, go ahead, kill us. I mean, that takes incredible courage, and the feds stood down with live video feeds going back to Langley, Virginia, and back to the White House. You can bet your bottom dollar. Stealing 600,000 acres. They already stole all the other acreage. That sounds like a lot, folks. You need 50 to 100 acres or more, depending on the desert, per cow for them to get enough food. 600,000 acres in the desert is nothing. He had like 800 head of cattle. They stole about 400 of them. And so they said, we're leaving. Okay, you can still range on the land if they destroyed his windmills and water tanks. He said, no, Sheriff, I don't care if the BLM put a press release out. They got 1 hour to release my cows. They'll come running back to the broken water tanks. I can go fix them before they all die. And they said, no. And a bunch of them had already died out in the heat. And so he said, that's it, folks. Saddle up. We're going in. We're going over. And they show up, and there are the feds in paramilitary outfits. We're going to show the video here in a moment. Pointing their guns at everybody, saying, we will shoot you, we will kill you if you cross the line. Well, the people did, and they backed down. And they kept their guns down. I'd say maybe half the people from what I saw were carrying guns. Men, women, you name it. Old, young, black, white. And by the time they got down there, there were the paramilitary police shaking with their guns pointed at them. These are people that were tasering women for no reason days before, attacking old men, beating people up that videotaped the snipers aiming at the Bundy house. They wanted to intimidate everybody. Don't you get it? Americans aren't intimidated by all this, not real Americans. That's why all these vets and current military showed up who loved their families. I mean, you think all those men, women, and children, you think all those old ranchers, you think all those military men that were out there, suited up, wanted to have their guns at their side and march towards the police who were saying, we're going to kill you. We have the audio. It's coming up. On loudspeakers, we're going to shoot. And they said, you know what? We're not cowards like you. And the feds were hiding, shaking behind their vehicles. Shaking behind their vehicles. We have high-def video of it. Scared. This was almost at Tiananmen Square, but instead of the tanks running over the people, the tanks stood down. They had multiple giant black armored vehicles they had in Iraq. They've been bringing in to fight locals. Now confirmed, it's for that. And, of course, the big reason, when this happened Friday, when we learned Friday that it was a Harry Reid Chinese government land grab and that the main solar farm, just like Solyndra, was going to be based in his ranch where he has the service rights on record registered with the state, as the governor admits. That's why he told the feds to stand down. They still didn't. He has those rights, and they didn't want to pay him for them. They offered him paltry sums 10 years ago and again 4 years ago to sell out his rights. And he said, I can't live off that. Plus, I've been here forever. No. And so their answer was, just 2 weeks ago nearby, they shot a kid on a bicycle, a teenager, who didn't stop on his 10-speed. BLM shot him in the back. That, I mean, imagine, there's no one out there but BLM. They're not controlling the border, and they just come over and harass you. I've been harassed by the BLM. When I was at Big Bend last year, I told the story. Rude, mean to, not just mean to me, being rude to people who ask them directions. These are childlike people, folks, that, I mean, you got a gun and a uniform and you're not polite to women asking directions. You're bugging your eyes out and puffing up your shoulders. That's the opposite of a guardian, the opposite of a warrior, an opposite of a peacekeeper, the opposite of a peace officer. Well, you just think because peace officers are honorable and friendly and are nice little kids, they're wimps. Take the fictitious character based on a lot of real sheriffs of Matt Dillon. Was Matt Dillon a wimp because he was nice? Would Matt Dillon run around stirring up fights with people for no reason? No, no. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, the citizens would love police if they acted more like police of old. They were never perfect. Nobody's perfect. But this imperious, paramilitary, aggressive attitude, people are done, folks. They're done. And the most imperious group is the feds. Now, I said I'd play this clip, this segment. I'll do it next because this is just so historic. And the reason I got off into Paul Watson and the media is it doesn't matter if MSNBC and CNN didn't cover what really happened and said Bundy was just a thief basically out there squatting on land and not paying range fees. The facts are out. We have more people on a Ustream feed when Drudge links to it, drudgereport.com, than CNN has viewers at that time. Don't you people get it? Infowars.com usually gets 1 million visitors a day. The numbers just came in today. Guess how many visitors we had yesterday? Take a little wild guess. 5 million unique IP addresses. 5,100,000+. Prison Planet usually gets 300,000-400,000, over 1 million. My Facebook's millions. Twitter, 100. I mean, we are the media, folks. People haven't figured that out yet. InfoWars is big any day of the week. You add Drudge, the powerhouse. See, Drudge doesn't cover what the mainstream media says cover. Sometimes he does. He covers what he thinks is important. You got feds tasering and beating up women for no reason and people that try to have free speech and hold up signs on the side of the highway in the middle of the desert. Well, Drudge starts linking to it because he doesn't like that. He likes freedom. He has empathy with people being abused because he knows deep down he can be abused too, just like I do. See, we're all in this together. And so, thanks to WorldNet Daily, Drudge, others, this became the number one story in the world. Infowars.com stories were in the top 10 every day last week. Number one yesterday, number one today. Go to the aggregator. We have an article about it. Number one story in the world. In the world is a land rights fight. See, we're capturing the imagination. And we're showing the mainstream media is broken and dead. And we're showing people in high def marching against men with guns. This is incredible.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones. It's the
time and the season for liberty.
When love runs high.
Again, this is about the mainstream media not being able to lie and spin. It's about government not having credibility. It's about more than half the West being under federal control, 90% of Nevada, 80% of other states in many of those areas. And they're just kicking everybody off. They're tearing up the roads. They're kicking people off that had grazing rights, people that actually own the property they're kicking off, who have ranches inside these areas. And it's a stated agenda to get us off and get us dependent, while beef is at all-time highs. But because of the new real media, we're not the alternative media, we are bigger in most cases than mainstream media. When it comes to news, where we're not bigger is entertainment. That dwarfs everything, and that's where the real propaganda's at. And more I'm trying to focus on showing propaganda that's in entertainment. all the anti-gun, New World Order garbage that you see in TV and movies. But just John Baum was talking about this. Everybody I've talked to, I ran into two cops on the street who said, good job, you know, with what happened out in Nevada. And then I ran into somebody last night who heard a cop listening to my show, video feeds yesterday, and he was all excited that nobody got hurt and was for the ranchers, obviously. And then John Bowne, tell folks what you saw yesterday.
Yeah, I was just driving around yesterday, having my day off, and I was listening to the local rock station, KLBJ.
93.7.
And Beto, the local DJ, went to a break and started talking about the, and I'll show it right here for viewers, the article by Kit Daniels about the FAA designates Bunny Ranch a no-fly zone.
So the local station was plugging our article, and then tell folks what when you got home.
And then I got home in a completely unrelated search. I have a Blu-ray player hooked up to a cable system. It's a little complicated, but I went to the YouTube channel, and I was just flipping through the channels, and news and politics, bam, there's David Knight's face, number one story. It's everywhere.
And again, we do that now every week, folks. And again, we're not bragging. This is your media. The system is a fraud. And the feds were saying, we're about to play this video, we're going to shoot you if you come on this property. That the governor already said, no, Bundy's got the service rights. He did. I mean, it's the law. And the feds just say, well, we're the law. We're going to ignore that. Kind of like Benghazi or Fast and Furious or the Attorney General refusing subpoenas. And now members of Congress are saying, you should be in jail. You've got to call it what it is. When it's criminal, it's criminal. And so that's why this is so big. And again, people say, Alex, why weren't you out there? Well, A, I had no idea it would get this huge. And it was a big story. I sent reporters out there. But why did I send Paul Watson to get 3.5 million viewers in Switzerland, in beautiful Switzerland? You don't think I don't want to go to Switzerland? I have three children. I have to run this whole operation while being on air 3-4 hours a day. The nightly news, everything. Believe me, folks, I want to be able to go on the road more, and I do. And I've been arrested probably 5 times. But haters are going to hate. The whole point is I'm not some media guy who wants to be the only guy. I have looked for reporters and looked for people that won't stab me in the back, that won't get on power trips, that won't flip out when I give them the ball. I'm more of a coach. There are people with better skills than I. David Knight comes off so smooth, so nice, so knowledgeable. He knows as much as I do about stuff, but he's a father of multiple children and is adopted. His great wife, Josh Owens, been down here about a year, does an incredible job. He went to the NSA, and they threatened to arrest him as well in Utah. They're just a great team, and let me tell you, it feels good. I want to be able to put my reporters like Jakari Jackson and Kit Daniels and Leanne McAdoo and all these people up front, and I'm able to now. I mean, they went last week and asked the big questions at the Fort Hood shooting that nobody had asked about drugs, and the general said no, he was on a bunch of different drugs. See, when none of the other media, over 100 other media were at Fort Hood, and no one would ask questions but our people, and then why don't you have concealed carry on Fort Hood? It's the size of Dallas, literally. Bigger than Dallas. It's huge. You got all these communities there, and they can't have guns to protect themselves. And so we caused that national debate. Now Congress is looking at letting people be armed on military bases to protect themselves. Not that we're even special. We'll just ask common sense questions. And so, see, it's about my reporters. It's about you, the listeners, being reporters, starting your own YouTube, starting your own news organization. You are the resistance. It's not Alex Jones. I mean, I'll be frank with you. If I can hire somebody and train them, and they're better than me, I'm going to go off the air, folks. You ready for that? I don't want to be on the air. I want to be behind the scenes going over news, going, I think Harry Reid's involved. He's been involved in other land grabs. Look into it. And they go, really, Alex, where do you get that? 2 hours later, they find all the documents. It's a national news story, and that's why the BLM backed off and said, fine, we're pulling out. Was because now that the Chinese government and Harry Reid are involved land grabbing, they knew it was a PR disaster when Drudge linked to it. Number one story on the internet Friday and Saturday. Number one. We have the article at Infowars.com by the aggregators, Alexa and others. Number one, hands down, with double the traffic of the next biggest story. That was Obama letting the NSA spy on people through Heartbleed, the bug. I already told you that last week. Of course, it's a government operation giving out those keys. They want to come out with a new encryption system they've got even better keys to. I know how the enemy operates, folks. This is all I do. So my whole mission here, ladies and gentlemen, is to build the cadres. I've looked. You've seen the people I bring on air, the folks I try to work with. 9 times out of 10, they flip out and go nuts and think that I needed them or something and that it was about my ego and their ego. No, it's about defeating the New World Order. It's about stopping the gun grab. It's about stopping all the forced abortion worldwide. It's about building a better world based on justice and going to the stars together. Now, I'm going to narrate some of this that's not good for radio, but most of it is. This is David Knight with the high-def cameras, with Josh Owens going up to the line, and the Fed saying, we will shoot you on the loudspeakers, and then the national media would not tell anybody this happened. Okay, but then the Feds stood down and backed off, released the cattle, and left. They're aiming guns at people saying, we're going to kill you. The people walk with their guns down saying, go ahead, kill us. 1776 will start. That was actually being chanted. Here is the audio and video. Court order, you will be shot. It gets clearer as they get closer. People marching with the cowboys on the federal armored vehicles and cars with the snipers trained on them saying, we will shoot you. They've got come and take it flags, Culpepper flags.
You're going to have to arrest us all or shoot us all.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier.
One man started walking forward with
the
American flag.
They're telling everybody they're going to shoot if we don't move back. People are moving forward with their hands in the air, holding flags with both hands in the air. It's a mixture of people on foot, as you can see, people on foot and cowboys.
Time to talk upstairs with Metro. All right, push these people back up off the gate. Push them back up off the gate. We're going to work to release these cattle. Listen to me. I'm going to work with you. But I need you to back up.
Hit pause. They're one of the paramilitary BLM as they're about to push the final gates down. They've crossed over the line saying, fine, we'll release the cattle. They said they weren't going to. They said they were going to leave in a few days because they'd finished their roundup. No, they released the cattle. And now they're going to have to put the water drainage back in that his family built, all of it. You wonder why beef prices are up? Cattle ranching is being shut down all over. Most people I know are getting out of cattle ranching because the regulations, the harassment, you can't make money on it. How's that for a socialist country? Just like Venezuela. Let's go back to it.
You will get that time. That's all right.
You're playing. I get that. But can we push them back up off the gate for right now? Let me work with you and you. I'll allow you two to come in with me.
This makes me proud of America.
We'll make sure that
they're telling the Bundy father and sons to come with them.
It's only going to be Bundy and his sons.
It's the people. And you guys need to leave.
Okay.
You need to leave. That's the
I'm telling you, you need to de-escalate the situation.
No,
I'm applauding upon your responsibility.
De-escalate. The globalists are butchering this country. They're shutting us down. June 21. Cloward and Piven.
Listen.
You are on the battlefield.
Okay.
And they start cutting the fence down and removing it. And the feds pull out. They overrun them. They said, we will shoot you. It's on the audio. And the people start riding through, folks. This is America. This is what made us great.
The wealth of gentlemen won!
And you globalists, go ahead and start shooting Americans. See what happens. I don't want this civil war. Look at the feds, the guys with their machine guns backing off.
From his Central Texas command center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to give the number out for folks that were out in Nevada to give their take on what you witnessed there of the 1,000 or so people that went over the line while the feds were saying, we're going to shoot you. And to see how the BLM tasered people, attacked people from behind the week before, that's why all the paramilitary folks showed up. Because people see women and folks being tasered and beat. We're sick of it. I mean, for the average cowardly bootlicker that thinks it's fun to beat up innocents, maybe that's cool. For men, not tough guys, but men, seeing innocent people abused, whether it's Tiananmen Square or Nazi Germany, I see those black and white film footage of them marching those naked women with their babies into those pits and shooting them in Nazi Germany when they were invading Ukraine, Poland, other areas. And, I mean, I get violently angry because I have empathy, ladies and gentlemen. And I think about how do you march naked women with babies in and shoot them in a pit? Well, you follow orders, I guess. Well, here's a little newsflash for you. I'm not going to stand here and watch this. I'm not looking for a fight. I don't want to fight. I want to get my country back, and we're never going to be perfect, but we've been overrun by evil. And InfoWars is a testament. We're not bragging. I'm savoring the fact that we need to recognize the power we've got. You, the listeners, what you've done. We're not powerless, and that's why this event's so big. I'm going to try to recap it in the next segment and go to your calls, but, I mean, that's it. This is a victory on every front. And I feel a solidarity, a kinsmanship, a connection even deeper than blood with everyone involved in this, with the media out there fighting for liberty, with everyone involved. It is just so good. Justice is what the average person wants. Just like when you're driving to the countryside and you see a beautiful forest or beautiful green fields, or you see the crops and the crop rows, and you see a beautiful sunset, or you see fishermen hauling in their nets. It's a good feeling when I see a happy family with healthy kids walking in the park. Or when I see a grandpa with his grandson, their Labrador, fetching a tennis ball out of a lake. It's that satisfaction for what's good that I'm willing to die for. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to just die in this fight. I'm going to smart as much as I can. I'm going to be as cunning as I can. What's the Bible say? Is harmless as a dove, as wise as a serpent, or am I flipping that around backwards? Harmless, as wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, walk softly, carry a big stick. I'm going to do everything I can to try to stop a civil war. I'm going to do everything I can to try to bring races and religions together for freedom. I'm going to do everything I can to try to build solidarity along the Bill of Rights and Constitution and due process and justice for our children's future. Because the older I get, I realize that I just grew up thinking everybody was honorable. I just grew up thinking everybody shook hands and did what they said they'd do. I grew up thinking everybody was like my daddy and like my mommy. And then I later learned a lot of people aren't like that. And it's time for those of us that come from honorable backgrounds and honorable families, or people that have come from dishonorable families but have themselves transcended it, to realize that it's up to us to take this world back. It's a very, very special time to be alive. And the victory that you saw at that event, there's going to be more events like that as people push back as they see victory. And the feds, if they miscalculate and start shooting people at another Lexington or Concord, are going to set the revolution off in our favor, which I don't even want that to happen because that's a... It's like A, B, or C. A is fix the country peaceably in a velvet revolution of ideas. B is they start the revolution with the moral low ground and we win and get the country back very quickly with minimal loss of blood. C is we start it on the wrong footing and they spin it and it is a long protracted war with tens of millions dead. I do not want that, I will guarantee you. For a lot of reasons. Hell, self-preservation is one of them. But it's the worst course. But if it's the only course down the road, if we don't have any chance and no other options, well, it is what it is. Because it's better than living on our knees as dehumanized technocratic slaves. From the front lines of the info war, I am your humble servant, Alexander Imbrook Jones.
When you grab and mess
with your friends, broadcasting worldwide from FEMA Region 6.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play this songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
We interrupt this broadcast with an emergency transmission.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance over every form of tyranny. It's a spiritual decision. If you don't believe in the spirit world, folks, it's a consciousness decision. That's the real value, is wanting justice, wanting to be the best person you can be, not wanting to be part of a globalist gang of criminals. If you were out there, the 1,000-plus people that blocked the highway, that overran the feds, just yesterday evening in Nevada when they were saying, we will shoot you, we will kill you, I'd like to hear from you now. 800, well, the number's 800-259-9231 during the week, but we produce everything out of house here in Austin, Texas, on the Sunday transmission, so it's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. I'd like to hear from the people that were valiantly there. David Knight is going to be hosting tomorrow. And again, I just said, David, would you like to host the show Monday? And he said, sure, why? I'm flying in Sunday night. And I said, well, I just think you need to host, don't you? Because if I have you in here to interrupt you all day long and to tell what happened and speak about it, we want you and Josh Owens. Josh won't want to be in here for 3 hours, but we'll get Josh in for 30 minutes or so, maybe at noon. We've got guests tomorrow, unless it's a congressman or something, just move them. I want to just talk about this tomorrow and just give David Knight the floor and Josh, with their incredible courage, my reporters. This is exactly what has been laid on my heart all along, is to build a media operation and to find other patriots, to build an organization to where we can have reporters be anywhere in the world when big events happen. And we're very close to the next phase to be able to get another 10 reporters or so. The problem is the process of going through them. The public nowadays is, well, you know how the public is nowadays. It's a Russian roulette situation, but we have got a lot of good reporters now. We've got Kit Daniels, we've got Jakari Jackson, we've got Leanne McAdoo, we've got Darren McBreen, we've got John Bowne, we've got David Knight, and then we've got Paul Watson that does reporting on the ground as well. Trying to get Steve Watson, who's just as smart as his brother, out. He's got a degree in international relations and political science, and you know, he just doesn't want to be on camera. And I understand that. But it's our duty to be on camera. It's our duty to be leaders. See, the people that are real leaders don't want to be on camera. The people that are really smart don't want to be running around. I mean, quite frankly, folks, I'm becoming reclusive. I don't want to be on air. I don't want people to know who I am. I don't want to do this, but I've got to. Because I've got a lot of hopes and dreams and a lot of ideas that I can't manifest properly. So if you can't do it just right, why do it? Well, it doesn't matter. We're doing the best we can, to quote the sergeant in Full Metal Jacket. Sergeant said that Private Joker is silly and he's ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough. And in the final equation, I am just so blessed by my great family and by you, the great listeners, and our sponsors and our affiliates, and just to have these reporters and this great crew, CJ and Chris Jordan and Nico and the writers and just everybody. And I didn't mean to get off into this. I want to go to your phone calls. It's just that when you know politics and how the world works, what happened in Nevada is now going to spread to other areas where they're kicking ranchers and farmers off public land everywhere who have the grazing rights certified, who have the farming rights certified. I mean, you got, again, 90% of Nevada, 80% of a bunch of other states. Texas has the least amount of public land anywhere, and that's a good thing in my view. But people that were there before still had the grazing rights. This is a big deal to property rights, but it's a big deal to defeating the media. It's a big deal on the fact they tried to lie about what happened. It didn't work. It's just a major sea change. And believe me, I know in my gut when something's big. I've only freaked out one other time when we got the Copenhagen documents ahead of time and the secret UN documents about them fixing climate change and blaming humans for anthropogenic global warming. And I freaked out and said, this is it. This is going to derail their entire global taxation system. And people for about 6 months said, Alex, that wasn't that big of a deal. Now everyone admits that killed their whole main $50-plus billion funding operation. They spent $50 billion the last 30 years pushing this. And we blew it to living hell on this show with Lord Monckton, who got the documents. We blew it to living hell. And Friday, when we got the documents that Harry Reid with the Chinese Communist government was taking over 120-something mile swath starting at Bundy's Ranch, I literally was higher than a kite all day. I mean, I'm talking high, ladies and gentlemen, because I love freedom. And I know these globalists want to hurt humanity. We're going to kick their ass together. We are going to stop them. That's all I want. And they've told us that we can't beat them. We're going to beat them. Believing we can beat them is a secret to it. And to see those people with the feds with their guns trained on them saying, we will shoot you, keeping their guns at their side and marching saying, go ahead and shoot us. And when it does, we're going to shoot back, but only after you pull the trigger first. It was literally Lexington and Concord part two, but the globalists backed off this time. And let me tell you something. They backed off because they're smart, and they know humanity's got the power. And they know in the breast of every man, woman, and child out there beats that idea of liberty. It is such a small cadre of evil people that want to control our civilization. Finish up the video at the end where they cut the wires for TV viewers, radio listeners, all narrate it. The video's up on Infowars.com. It's so important. Historic feds forced to surrender to American citizens. There they are, cutting the fence, even though the feds have guns aimed right at them, 10 feet away, so we're going to shoot you if you come through. Yeah, sorry, just because you're all dressed up in camo doesn't mean we're afraid. It's only the beginning of a long march to humanity's ultimate destiny. Look at the men with their machine guns backing off, walking back with their backs turned like they've got to worry about a crowd that walked with their guns down. And that's only a small group. They had snipers all over the hills, armored vehicles, helicopters, you name it. This is what humanity is. This is what courage is. God, watching this video, I can't wait for David Knight to host tomorrow. These are people that were tasering old women the day before. These are people with pleasure setting police dogs on folks. And now they're backing off because they don't represent America. They don't represent freedom. They represent the foreign banks that are destroying this country. And we're sick of it. And there go the cows being released. I told them, give us 30 minutes, we'll release them. They said, no. We know that's right down the road. You got 10 minutes. They weren't threatening violence. The farmers and ranchers just said, we're marching in, and we're going to release those cattle you stole. That's what it's all about. You see that movie Free Range with Kevin Costner and Robert Duvall that's based on a composite of true stories? That's what this is, but the people back down. The establishment back down. They're going to regroup. They're going to try other stuff, but here's the deal. Americans haven't been slaves because we're cowards. We've been slaves because we've been in a trance, asleep. Well, let me tell you something, that spell's breaking. And nothing on earth is going to stop it. This is so exciting. And it's a great testament to the new media that has supplanted the enemy media. And there's going to be great trials and tribulations, but in the final equation, by the grace of God, we're going to beat these people. We're going to talk to folks that were there coming up. Were you there? Or are you watching it live? We'll take your calls as well. 877-789-ALEX. Wide open phones, 877-789-2539. Stay with us. Geopolitical news coming up after calls.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we had a couple callers from Nevada who said they were there, but they hung up. I'm going to calls right now. But I want people's take on what they just witnessed happened out there. We'll do that for two segments, then I'll get into the huge developments in the Ukraine. I told you it's going towards civil war, the country being divided into two, partitioned. That's now moving towards that. More on the NSA being behind Heartbleed, as I told you, that's now coming out. We're going to be breaking it all down. But again, this is about showing the power of the people. And then when you stand up, you have the moral authority. When the government's in the wrong, you can push back. And when it came out that Harry Reid, I said Friday, I said they're going to back down now, when they were saying they weren't. When Harry Reid's involved with the communist Chinese government, and they list in the documents that we found. It actually came out in the news 2 years ago, but no one was connecting it now, that Harry Reid, in these BLM documents, were saying we got to get rid of Bundy and his land. He won't sell. We've got to get that property for the solar farm. It actually says the solar farm. I mean, who could make that up? Harry Reid and the communist Chinese-backed, you know, government-backed company to go in there and run this, and you've got armed paramilitary police there treating farmers and ranchers like total crud. They've run 52 families out of the area who were there in the same group of Mormons that came in the 1870s. They've run them all out except one guy, last man standing. And, you know, the last guy standing, because the people came to his aid, stopped the establishment. And, you see, they can't script it bad. They can't demonize him. They can't plant drugs on an old cowboy with no criminal record. They can't kill him. He doesn't care. Because a country boy can survive. You can't starve us out. You can't make us run. Because these old boys were raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say amen. And if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. And I'll go further than that. We should find that clip from Patton, where he says, I've heard a lot of talk about Americans are scared to fight. Why, Americans love to fight. And the establishment better get that through their pea brain. All you twinkle toes. It turns out Jay Carney's house is full of communist propaganda. Well, yeah, I remember back it came out in the Associated Press in the mid-90s that the Clintons had crack pipes and stuff and linen stuff on the Karl Marx, Vladimir Lenin stuff on the Christmas tree. These are weirdos that are into desecrating anything that isn't part of their weirdness. These are freaks, folks. Figure that out. We're not the ones looking for trouble. We're the producers in this country. We don't want to fight with you, but you try to extinct us. You call us bitter clingers. We love God and we love our guns. We love being independent. You want a war. You start it. You own it. Who says the New World Order has to take over? Who says we have to lose? Who says it's the end of the world? These government-run churches that are creating self-fulfilling prophecies of doom. They're frauds. God always gives a country and gives a culture a chance to repent and turn back. And if you don't believe in God, in cycles, many times civilizations turn back from the brink. I want to turn back. I want prosperity. I want to be honorable. I want to be free. I want justice. What's wrong with that? And I'm sick of being lied to and told I'm racist because I can read Obamacare and know it's a screw job. And now we're into the screw job a year. You like it? Said I'd go to your calls. Man, we got Mark and we got like 15 calls here. Gary, Caleb, Dave, JT Code, Rashid, Don, Willis, Sheila, Bob, Mouselink, Mark in Utah. You were there at the Nevada standoff. For folks that haven't seen the video on Infowars.com, am I exaggerating how incredible this was?
No, Alex, not at all. It was, I'm 59 years old, and that was the most amazing day of my life. I'm originally from Oklahoma, and I tell you what, I've never been more proud of cowboys in my life. It was absolutely amazing. I was at David Knight and Josh down there, Stuart Rhodes, the courage of the women cowboys. Everybody, like, it put tears in my eyes a dozen times. And I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, but you said this is why I'm calling in. You said something the other day that you said you can't be around those kind of people anymore because it tears you up, the bad guys. And I tell you what, brother, you deserve to be there because it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Well, and my problem is I don't go out of fear to a lot of these things. I've been arrested quite a few times. I get really upset And now I'm so upset about all this, I just can't be around it anymore. I mean, if I see some cop taser a woman in the back for no reason, I mean, I just can't. I have to run this operation. But I wish I'd have been there. But look, it doesn't matter. Look at David Knight. Look at you. Look at Josh. Look at all the people there. We salute you. You are the future. You don't need Alex Jones. They could kill me tomorrow. Look, it's like V for Vendetta. Ideas are bulletproof. And I'm telling you, we can beat these people.
Absolutely. We did yesterday, brother.
What was it like to watch them with their armored vehicles and helicopters pulling out and running? Because they pointed guns and said, we're going to kill you, and the people didn't care. That was so Mahatma Gandhi, but with the added guns at the side that once you pull the trigger, though, bud, get ready.
No, it was hairy. And looking at the guys looking at us, I was watching the binoculars, and I was waving at the guy with the sniper scope on me, and I got to admit, I wasn't using all my fingers when I was waving at him.
And let me guess, it didn't scare you to have him aiming that gun at you? Because I protested the Klan one time, and they were aiming guns at me, the SWAT team in the parking garage, and I laughed at them. It's like when these cowards aim a gun at you and you've done nothing, it didn't scare you, did it?
No, it didn't. And I was so blown away at the bravery of the people and stuff. Like, this is the best I felt about America in 15 years.
Is America.
That's right.
We were special. The whole world said it. The most patents, the best trailblazers, the best fighters, the most courage. America was special, and that's why the globalists came here and took us over. And they've turned us into this fraud, and it's time it stops now. The spirit can
awesome.
Spread. The spirit can spread, my friend. I mean, I could feel it Friday, that's why I got so excited. I could feel it. I mean, listen, there's a lot of providence here, too. John Baum was here. They all saw it. They wouldn't believe it. 11:30, I run around yelling. I go, Harry Reid's behind it. Look it up. They go, well, how do you know? And I go, I don't. Harry Reid's involved. That doesn't usually happen like that, but it happens sometimes. And guys, they went and looked. It was Harry Reid, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, did you see me run around screaming Harry Reid?
There's an energy in this building that is filled with providence. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, folks, it's real. George Washington talked about it. It's real. What, you just think the devil gives tricks to his boys?
I tell you what, Alex, the faith and the spirit, it was flat out said. Nobody was beating around. These are God-fearing people, family, community, and the way those people pulled together, I haven't had my heartstrings plucked like that. Honestly, I don't think ever, other than some family things, but...
Well, you wait till like 300. That's a true story. You wait till they kill a bunch of patriots, folks, and it's on. But I don't want that to happen because the globalists have that as a backup plan. They don't want that, but it's one of their plans to have a civil war where we kill the cops, they kill us. We do not want that. We want to kill their lies and free the minds of these paramilitary police. And I'll bet you a lot of money, a lot of those paramilitary police did not like what they were part of there. God bless you. I salute you. Great job. Anything else, Mark?
I'd like to say this about the militia. I talked to a number of people there, and I tell you what, buddy, everybody I talked to was the real deal. They were well-balanced. They were there.
We salute the militia. Went. Second Amendment. God bless you. Great job. We salute them. They were key. We're going to come back with more of your calls. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We are the heart of the resistance right here in Texas, and I say that's beaten as well over there in Nevada and all across little towns and cities throughout this nation. The globalists want to believe we're failed, it's over. You can't say no to the system. The system tries to project power and oppression so that you just do whatever it says because it's illegitimate on every front. Let's race through your phone calls now. Dave in Boston, you're on the air watching the feds claiming that they would shoot citizens if they dared go on to the land there in Nevada and then standing down in the face of the citizens walking towards their rifle butts and walking towards their rifle muzzles. Is just directly from V for Vendetta.
Well, Alex, I'll tell you, back in April 19th of 1775, the first American patriots were forced to fight Great Britain and the United Kingdom. But now, in April 19th of 2014, the American patriots are being forced to fight Great Satan and the United Nations.
No, you're right. It's a globalist corporate takeover. Any other points, Dave?
Yeah, it's just this Great Britain and the United Kingdom, it's on steroids now. Now we call it Great Satan and the United Nations. But we're going to win, Alex.
Well, for those that don't know, I hear you and I appreciate your call. From Latin America to Asia, from Africa to Europe, they're taking the public lands and signing them over to collateral in the national debt. So people that have grazing rights or who have surface rights, which, again, is a form of property right, folks, all over the world it's being ignored. You wonder why Mexico City's doubled in size the last 30 years? It's because they forced most of the indigenous peoples off their ancient land up to the slave factories. And so that's what's going on. And this is what's happening all over the planet. It's why food prices are going up. It's why beef prices are going up. They want you. Notice they're arresting people and giving them fines that have lemonade stands. And Forbes says, why is there a war on lemonade stands? Or why is there a war on farmers markets? Because the big box stores, the system wants you domesticated. Let's go to Caleb in Oregon. Thanks for calling in, Caleb.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to call in and say that my great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather immigrated in over from Switzerland and was directed by Brigham Young to go and help settle that land, I'm sure, with the Bundy family and many others. And my great-grandfather and grandfather were all born there and were ranchers as well. And I just want to congratulate you and David Knight and the rest of your crew on what a sweet victory this is.
Well, I want to be clear. It's good for us all to congratulate each other because it is a victory and a battle that shows we have the moral authority and shows the mainstream media can't lie anymore and can't blockade us. And it's an example for the future. But don't commend me. Wild horses couldn't drag me away from this mission. This is what it's all about. And so I am so honored that we've got a media platform that took 20 years almost to build. And that we've gotten to this point. Again, it shows providence. So thank you so much. But I want to thank you, sir, for your support and the listeners putting up with me over the years. Because sometimes it's ugly. Because it's real. You know, this isn't a staged event. This is real. This is down and dirty, swinging the muskets at the Alamo. This is the real thing here. And so it's not going to be perfect. But everybody knows my heart's in the right place. So thank you for your support.
Absolutely. And, you know, Harry Reid is, you know, a Mormon Democrat, and it's very sad to see him, you know, push his fellow man off the land that they've been there for generations and generations.
Isn't it the paradox, though, that America is the land of such liberty and freedom, but also the land of so much evil, and that it's mainly Mormon ranchers like Bundy fighting all across the country, and then it's a Mormon supposed person like Harry Reid at the tip of the spear stealing property. It just shows how it isn't even about blaming a group. It shows how there's good and bad. There's good and evil out there. You have to judge a tree by its fruits. Clive and Bundy, incredible fruit. Harry Reid, horrible fruit. See what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Harry Reid is a disgrace, and this should destroy him. That's why they shut it down. They want the story over. BLM backed off as soon as this came out, and then Bundy was smart and escalated it to, you know, to prove the point and get the full rights back. And just not let them sneak off with their tail between their legs, because he knew and said in the speeches we carried live at Infowars.com that they needed to expose Harry Reid and the Chinese government. Again, if you want to pay people for their land, do it. But don't offer them 10 cents on the dollar like in Connecticut and steal their property. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Can you imagine how hard seven generations of Bundys have worked in the desert? Their ancestors showing up in the southern Nevada desert in 1877 and raising seven generations of people successfully. I think he has 18 kids. How many is it? And something like 40-something grandkids. I mean, that's a prodigious man right there. One wife, 18 kids. And, I mean, judge a tree by its fruits, folks. That's some good fruit right there, any way you slice it. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Gary in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. Alex, how are you?
I'm all right, brother. I'm very excited, actually. I know we can win. I just know we got to get our guts back, and I've seen it here, and it just makes me feel so proud.
I think you are an amazing person, and I know you don't want to hear it, but your parents could not have brought a better son into this world. We are so lucky for the Jones family. It's amazing what you've been doing. When I saw David Knight live on the Vimeo stream, and I think it had about 1 million viewers when all was said and done, this is what we need. This is probably one of the greatest moments in American history right now. And because of you, Alex, and your crew, David Knight, the Bundys were spared slaughter by out-of-control jackboot thugs.
That's right. A cornered family, trusted in God, stood up, was the last family they had run out of town. And then you notice the people came to them right at the end, right in the last moment. That's when God gave them the support by moving the hearts of people everywhere. This is providence. This is how history works. This has happened over and over again. But we've got to be willing to go all the way. And sometimes we're going to stand up and people are going to get killed. But that will be an example as well. You see
exactly
what I'm saying?
Alex, they're going to continue to shoot lone patriots. People camping out on a national park. Maybe even deranged women driving around the White House who are unarmed. It's time for Americans to unite, to not go it alone, to stand up against $5 billion energy deals with the Chinese. And to those of us who swore an oath to honor our nation, those with badges who violate their oath are breaking their promise to all Americans, dishonoring their families, violating their promise to the Creator. My closing point, Alex, is this. In America, as much as the left don't want to hear it, it's one nation under God.
That's right. That's why they hate God, because they want to be God. Well, I've seen what their God produces. I don't want any part of it. Let's go ahead and take a call. JT, one of the writers for InfoWars, they're in Colorado. JT Coyote, good to have you on.
Hey, Alex. You know, something should be said to the boys at the BLM. They made the right decision yesterday, and they should know that they were fighting not for the Constitution. They were fighting for UNESCO.
That's right.
United Nations.
On record. Yeah, that's the treaty. Yeah.
Yep, that's 12906, Executive Order 1994, that turned a bunch of really good guys into a bunch of jackbooted thugs. And it's time that the boys revisit why they became, you know, government servants. If they were going to honor their oath to protect and defend the Constitution or not. And to Cliven Bundy, my friend, in eternity, you have stood grand and tall before God.
That's right. It's only the beginning. You know, thank you, JT. Good to hear from you. You know that what the founder of the Texas Rangers said, a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right who keeps on a-coming. The key in any fight, George Washington lost almost every battle, but he persevered. It's the man that keeps on coming. You can't stop that. We got to keep on a-coming, and we will.
I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Because they're humans, they're not domesticated.
I can plow a field all
day long. They're not on welfare.
I can catch catfish from dusk till
they haven't been given all the vaccines, so they're not mentally ill.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
This is why they're attacking anybody that wants to live in a rural area.
Good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Because you can't starve us out.
Country folks can survive.
You can't make us run.
Because you can't starve us out.
That's right, you can have your cursed civilization. If you're not into that, we don't give a damn. And the western skies.
We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
All it is primitive humans. I'll take primitive over enslaved and modern, not knowing they're having a hole in the ground.
I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name.
Just Hillbilly. All right, folks. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I didn't get into the giant Ukraine news. I didn't get into the IRS now to seize people's money if their family didn't pay taxes as far back as 1960. Your daddy didn't pay some taxes or something? They're coming. That's CBS News. This government is totally illegitimate. No amount of taxes you pay will ever pay to fix the debt. They signed you on to derivatives that are impossible to pay back. I've been telling you that forever. We're being screwed. And as soon as the bureaucrats and the general public and the police and everybody figure that out, the better. This is a globalist, hardcore, criminal, cynical takeover of the most dishonorable, evil people. You like being honorable? You get off on that? They get off on being dishonorable. These people are scum. And what I'm saying is a historical fact. So the minute you realize that is the minute things start shifting back in the right direction. And hell, we're all evil. We all know we're bad. Nobody's perfect. But at least we don't like evil. We choose good. We're trying to be good. That's the difference. I appreciate all your prayers out there. Let's just rampage through calls. 1 minute each. Sheila in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. Glad to be on your program. And God bless you and your efforts and sending your crew. And I love David Knight's interview with the spineless sheriff who could have taken care of the situation if he'd spoken up earlier. My heart did kind of stop when his live feed went dead. And
right as the cops say, stop moving forward, we're going to shoot you, and the live feed goes out. Yeah, I was panicking.
Yeah, praying big time. Now, you know, it's easy for us to sit back here in the comfort of our home and think, oh, those poor people out in Nevada. But, Alex, what people don't realize is that they are becoming subject to the International Property Maintenance Code, which has the equal intrusive right. When you look at that
No, that's
code,
how police go in houses without warrants now and the smart meters. No, it's all the tyranny is under Agenda 21, the zoning.
Well, what they're doing is that in our community, in Brady, they implemented and adopted the International Property Maintenance Code as part of the, quote, standard, just upgrading the International Fire Code, Electrical Code, Plumbing Code. What people don't understand is that the fire, plumbing, and electrical are invoked when you remodel or you have a new build.
No, I know. Great point. I should do a whole show on that we have. This is the bureaucratic tyranny outside of law that's happening. All right, I'm going to go to Rashid and others in a moment. Briefly, paying the bills here, we bring you the best products at the very lowest prices. The ProPure water filtration systems cut out glyphosates, fluoride, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code WATER gets you 10% off the entire family. They've never done a special like this, so on their Traveler smaller stainless steel unit, you can get 25% off until Tuesday. 25% off on the ProPure Traveler at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. This is authorized by the manufacturer. Nobody else has this. This is the best gravity-fed filter, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And when you buy books or T-shirts or films or any of the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, it funds our operation. You buy your war bonds. So thank you all for your support. Moving quickly, Rashid in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. What do you think of what's happening?
I watched the Clive and Bundy standoff thing yesterday, and It was crazy, but
no, I mean, they were like, the feds are saying, we're going to shoot you, and these people march into the guns. I mean, it was like a movie, and then and Fox and CNN won't even tell folks what happened.
Yeah, and I don't know. I've just been feeling like really, I don't know, a sense of dread, I guess.
Well, a lot of bad stuff's happening. Russia's starting to move into other areas of Ukraine, and it's just getting crazy. God bless you. Appreciate your call. Willis in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. Hey, you are doing one heck of a job. We really appreciate it. One thing I kept thinking was, yesterday, watching that live feed, my wife and I were watching it and wanting to be out there
Boy, didn't you want to be out there? I was saying, man, I wish I'd have gone. But then I thought, I bet David did a better job than I would have. But go ahead.
I don't know. I like David Knight, but I sure like your attitude, man. You know, I'm at the point 2 years ago when my wife and I got woken up listening to your show one night on YouTube. I just was totally blown away. We have a company of 20 employees, and we're getting the feel of how the damn tyranny is tearing our country apart with the taxes. My God, we pay more in taxes than we do on our food that we eat personally. It's ridiculous. But what I wanted to say was this. Watching Clive and Bundy, you know, with his attitude and him just sitting back was truly what the Bible describes as a meek man, a very meek man. You know, I was so proud to see that myself, and it spoke to my heart in such a way that just words cannot even fathom the feeling I felt. But you know,
well, there are millions of Clive and Bundys out there, and that's what the enemy hasn't bargained for. They corner enough Americans, we're gonna defeat them.
Oh my God, man! I'm gonna tell you, we practically had a party last night here that. Just in hoo-ha, you know.
That's what you're supposed to have a party about. Not about absolutely. A football team winning, but about liberty winning. Absolutely. God bless you, brother. Great points. Let's go to Am in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Hey, it's actually Tom. But
all right, they said A-H-M. I'm sorry. Hey, Tom, go ahead.
I got a tip for you, and then I'd like to comment about the Clive and Bundy thing. If you go to... Uncle Sam's Misguided Children.com. You find an article there about the Red River there in northern Texas, southern Oklahoma. And it looks like the BLM's trying to seize, if I recall correctly, 90,000 acres of, I think it's...
No, that's right. Under the different tributary rules and orders, they're grabbing all the land around rivers everywhere, yes.
Yeah, anyway, it looks like they're actually trying to seize deeded land there. Anyway, off the Clive and Bundy thing now. I hope the folks that showed up down there are ready to go back to it after the election because, like you said, I believe it's largely because you and Reuters ran a story about it a couple of years
ago. Now, here, your phone degraded, Tom. Thank you for the call. Sorry, we're moving quick. Bob in Michigan, go ahead.
We were with you in spirit yesterday, let me tell you. It was a wonderful thing. Just real quick comment. This is just the beginning. Truth is coming after these people, and you only fight these wars with the control of land and the control of money. That's why this is a war. You've made that abundantly clear. But just focus on those two things because that's what they're doing to fight us. So I just want to do that. And, you know, God bless you guys. You're awesome.
No, you're awesome. Thank you, Bob. Let's talk to Don in Michigan. Go ahead, Don.
How you doing, Alex?
All right, brother.
Okay, I just want to make a shout-out to David Knight. That was awesome. I heard two things in his voice. I heard when he was marching up, I heard tension, and I heard courage. And then that stems from you, your whole program. Thank you for not wanting the limelight, and thank you for hiring such professionals.
Because, thank you. Well, the courage stems from God, but I agree with you. No, I mean, I wish I had 100 such people. I mean, that's what it's all about. I have such a thrill finding great patriots to fight evil. I mean, that's how we're going to win. I'm trying to recruit people here. We need millions and millions of men and women to fight this evil. I'm sorry the other callers, Mouse Link and Don and Sean and Keith. Incredible job, crew. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, with the main weekday transmission hosted by David Knight, who's going to be in this seat tomorrow covering this historic event. That's all coming up. I'll be back Tuesday, of course. Here, Lord willing, please pray for us because the enemy is attacking us on every front. A lot of bad stuff's going on, but a lot of good stuff as well.